1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Time now for Suburban Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby joins us from her home in Western Estates, California. And I understand you're picking your... Where are you right now, Bobby?
Phil, it's kind of interesting. We're having... actually, we're having our first ever kennel club show here in the Bradley Park area. So it's been fun for us, and the dogs are, you know... If you can, I don't know if you can hear them in the background.
I can hear some dogs barking, yeah.
And it's my very first ever dog show and kennel club, so everybody's here, a lot of beautiful animals.
You're going to be having a debutante's ball that has caused some controversy. What is a debutante's ball, and you're going to be having it at Western Estates in the community center?
That's true, Phil. A debutante ball is when young women come out socially, and it's a very traditional event held oftentimes in the spring. We have 120 girls here in Western Estates. They'll be coming of age, and they'll be escorted by young men at our community center. We're very proud to say that the LA Daily News is going to be there.
Now, you have a little bit of a twist. It isn't just a dinner and a dance for these young ladies and their escorts. What else is it?
Well, what we like to do, Phil, is not only tell the girls you're a debutante, but we give her some honest feedback on whether or not we think that she would truly be a success on the social strata. And we have a lot of fun. We pattern the show after American Idol.
Whether she'd be a success on the social strata. And that, I guess, for young women, debutante balls is important.
Well, Phil, first of all, you have to understand, for a woman and a mother in this country to know your community and to know the people and to be popular is very, very desirable because it helps you help your family.
All right, well, as I understand it, after dinner, the debutantes will then take a turn by themselves modeling their dresses. So they come out with their young men, they dance, they have dinner.
Yeah, and that starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday night at our community center.
And then after the dinner, the debutantes will then take a turn modeling in front of the judges and smiling and telling the judges about themselves?
That is correct, Phil. The judges, by the way, will be Ray and Janice Greeley, myself and my husband, Steve Dooley, and the young men who escorted the girls. And here's where we really have some fun.
So there's judging like American Idol.
Well, I think it's more socially important, though, than what they do on American Idol, but we do have fun.
All right, what are you judging?
Well, here's where we have a lot of fun, Phil. The girls are coming to a debutante ball. Well, then we tell the girls, after they've worn their very favorite dress, obviously no girl goes to a debutante ball without wearing her favorite dress. So then we tell the girls how they might improve themselves. Now, some of these girls are in dresses. I mean, it is really, my husband Steve.
Really funny.
I mean, it is just, they're obviously their mothers went to their proms in them. A lot of the girls are flat-chested. It has to be said, and that can ruin a perfectly good dress. So a lot of the girls need help. A lot of them are overweight, which can also ruin a great dress.
Right. So this is the thing. You're inviting young ladies to a debutante ball, then you're criticizing them about the size of their breasts or whether they're overweight.
Phil, you have to understand, having a flat chest can ruin a dress. If it's not the dress for you, it ruins the dress. Being overweight ruins a dress. We're trying to get these girls to not only just pretend like they're socially climbing, but actually be socially acceptable.
All right, then you guys do this American Idol judging of them?
Well, nothing prepares a young woman more for acceptance in the social world, I think, Phil, than a good-natured ribbon combined with a dose of honesty.
Yeah, we have fun. I put on the British accent and tell her she has to lose weight.
Oh, my God. Steve does the most dead-on Simon Cowell impression.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm going to stop you here because a lot of this smacks of making fun of the girls.
No, it is not, Phil.
Well, I mean, your husband's doing a Simon Cowell impression. You're telling the girls they're flat-chested?
Phil, you have to understand something. A girl who is flat can ruin a beautiful dress.
So a lot of these girls are wearing the wrong dress?
Yes, a lot of the girls are flat. We tell them at an early age that there is a chance, with some adjustments, that they might possibly make something of themselves. So,
like Christmas, Rennie, I suggested a girl take up a collection for augmentation surgery.
And all the guys laughed.
So the men who escorted these girls, they're laughing at them. at the fact that, as you say, they're flat-chested, they're judging these girls.
No, they have a chance, Phil, to spend the evening with these young men. The young men, along with Steve and I and other people, judge them. There was a girl last year, and bless her heart, she was Hispanic, and she had a lot of upper lip hair. And we thought it would be fun when the girls took their turns in front of us. When she came up, Steve had gone out and gotten a can of Gillette Foamy. We wrapped it up.
See, to me, that's cruel.
No, listen to me. We wrapped it up. We gave it to her. It was a lot of fun, Phil.
You understand, Mr. Henry. It's all in good fun.
But that's good. A girl with upper lip hair, Hispanic, and you give her a can of Gillette Foamy, to me, that sounds cruel.
Phil, there is an old saying. Make them laugh, make them laugh. And that's what we try to do to get the point across.
All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley join us. They have a debutante ball for young ladies on Saturday. They come with their escorts. Then after dinner, the girls are paraded in front of the adults, and they're judged on their size of their breasts. I mean, as I explain this right now, there can't be one adult listening to me who would agree with what you're doing.
No, Phil, you don't understand the nature of a debutante ball. It's for a young lady to present herself to society and to begin the long and very hard trek up the social ladder. There are things you have to do. You can't walk out in full view of everyone in a beautiful dress, flat, overweight, bad teeth.
So you make fun of them?
No, we do not. We tell them what's wrong, and we have a couple of laughs, yes. But it's
all in good fun.
It's all in good fun.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Bobby and Steve Dooley, 1-800-449-8686. Some of these dances are very important for young women, and they, you know, bring their boyfriends or their escorts or something to them, and you are going to stand them up in front of everybody and tell them that they're flat-chested. I personally think that it's very, very cruel.
You know, Phil, I learned a word the other day that I don't like. It's called prevarication. That means lying. And a lot of these girls lie when they say that they don't care whether they're flat-chested or not, when they say that they don't care whether they're overweight or not.
Well, maybe they don't.
No, that's a lie. Every young girl wants to be on the social list. Every young girl wants to be on the A-list.
Well, I can imagine a young lady not wanting to be on the A-list, not wanting to be a social climber, especially when she's got to put up with somebody saying that she's flat-chested or fat.
No, Phil, if she says she doesn't want to be, she's a liar, because there isn't a young woman out there that doesn't...
No, I'm not talking about an adolescent girl who doesn't want to be accepted.
That's what I'm not talking about.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the seriously social young lady who wants to make an impact in society. The debutante ball gives the young lady a chance to make these changes to her body. Or to let me give you an example, Phil. When I was a young lady, we had a girl in our school named Cindy. She looked like a boy. She dressed like a boy. And we called her Sammy because she was so, like, dressed like a boy.
Did it ever occur to you that maybe she was a tomboy? That maybe...
Well, Phil, you know what? I don't think she was a tomboy. I think she was a lesbian.
I'm sorry?
I think she was a lesbian. I don't want to say it too loudly.
Ms. Dooley, may I remind you, you're on a radio show. Everybody can just turn the radio up.
Well, I think she was a lesbian. And what we did by telling her, you are so ugly, is we...
You didn't say that to that girl.
Yes, Phil, please.
Oh, Mr. Henry, quit having the crocodile tears.
Well, you don't say to her, how old was the girl?
She was 14 or 15.
You don't say to a 14-year-old girl, you're ugly. Even I know that.
Excuse me. I'm a mother, and I know that the best way to get today's lesbian ready for the ultimate rejection she's going to feel in society is to tell her early on how ugly she is.
And oh, that's great. So you have taken a young lady who already is having a difficult time probably coming to terms with her sexual orientation. You tell her that she's ugly, and that gets her ready for the humiliation and for the discrimination she's going to be dealing with.
And you know something, Mr. Henry, you totally misrepresent what I said. And
I heard everything you said. You said you told this girl Cindy, who she could have been a tomboy.
No, she was not a tomboy.
Girls are dressed like boys. are lesbians, Mr. Henry.
Mr. Dooley, I don't know what particular, you know, skill you have in recognizing that, but there are tomboys, girls that like boys, but they like to dress like boys.
No.
Let me go over to Lori. Lori, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
I wanted to just say I think these people are outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard of such a thing where they would parade young women in front of a group of people just to criticize and degrade them.
No,
abusive.
No, we're not doing that.
And will destroy the self-esteem of some of these young girls for years. If their intention is to help them, they should put together a program ahead of time to cloth them, to dress them, and to make them presentable, beautiful women that they want to demonstrate, and then let them go to a ball and feel like beautiful young women who are coming of age. Anything more
what about the flat
them
ones?
And ridicule them is just outrageous.
Right. Well, what about the flat ones? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, what about the flat ones?
Flat ones, busty ones, they are who they are, and if your intention is to judge them on their appearance, with something that they have absolutely no control over.
Yeah, I agree.
Then what you're doing is abusive.
I want to jump in with a question.
If you're getting any kind of funding from government or private enterprise, they ought to know what kind of abusive sick people are running this.
Well, wait a minute.
I want to jump in with a question. Why do you keep mentioning how flat girls are?
So one of the things you need to understand, and I'm sure that Lori, even though she disagrees with our method, one of the worst things that you can be as a young lady is flat.
Oh, one of the worst things that you can be as a young woman is demeaned because of a body that God created that you have absolutely no control over except to exercise, eat right, and feel good about it by the people who are around you supporting you in good, healthy lifestyles.
No, but what I'm trying to say, Lori, I understand what you're saying. But a flat girl is not going to develop that much more.
Well, with chest work, with muscle work.
She won't develop that much
more. You know what? So what if she has small breasts?
Well,
who
that's
cares?
The thing. No, but here's the thing. When I was coming up in high school, thank God, the Lord saw fit to give me a very, developed body. And a lot of girls were flat. And I could tell that they were resentful of me.
Well, then why...
Your priorities are way, way whack.
My wife, I was just saying, my wife has an ample breast.
We understand that, Mr. Dooley. What I'm saying is 14-year-old girls cannot, their psyche is fragile when you humiliate their looks. This is what causes anorexia.
No, I understand that, Phil. I understand that. All I'm trying to say is it's better to tell the girl early on that she's not crazy. If a girl doesn't want to be flat, and you tell her she's flat, then she knows being flat, there's an issue there.
You guys have your priorities so screwed up.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
To be involved with you would be just a real tragedy for some of these girls, and I hope that anybody whose parent, any of the girls, or any of the escorts whose parents are listening, just pull them. You know, what you're doing is something that just is abusive and outrageous.
Okay, Lori, thank you very much. Are you hearing what she's saying? Because she's saying you're abusive and outrageous. All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, they're having a debutante ball. This is when young ladies come out for the spring season. They bring their escorts, they have a dance, they have dinner. Their debutante ball is going to have a little bit of a twist. During dinner, the girls will parade in front of judges, and they'll be judged like they judge you on American Idol. Bobby is saying here, and being a man, I don't know, but she's saying that there is nothing worse for a young lady than to be flat. And they point out how flat some of these girls are so that they can become social climbers. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, pure exhibitionism.
We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And we're back with Suburban Lifestyles with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. And Bobby, go ahead.
I just want to let everyone know that we're having our debutante ball on Saturday. It starts at 8 o'clock. For young ladies who are interested in attending our debutante ball, you have to register before Friday and tell us who your escort is going to be. And remember, we are going to have a very fun American Idol-style judging, right after dinner.
But when you say American Idol style, and you say Simon Callowcat, who apparently is a real, he's a very abrasive guy. Is that right, Mr. Dooley?
Everybody thinks he's funny. I think he's funny.
What do you say to a girl who's got small breasts?
What I say, honey?
Well, did you get stung by two bees, or you're flat as a pancake? All of these things serve to remind the girl of something that's very, very true. Large breasts provoke the procreation instinct in men.
It's true, Mr. Henry.
This is a study that has been done over and over again. If a young lady wants to attain a level in society whereby she has at least a fighting chance for a man with some kind of income and a fighting chance for a home that can be behind gates, have a large pool and spa, then she simply must consider that being flat needs to be pointed out.
Well, that the way you baited that young girl from your school who was a lesbian, though.
I just said to her, her name was Cindy, we called her Stinky Cindy. Ooh, Stinky Cindy, no boy likes you.
Like I said, she could have been a lesbian.
You didn't say that. I said.
Well, you're right, but you said she could have been a lesbian.
I did say that. And by calling her Stinky Cindy, she'll know what it's like for people not to like her.
On account of she's lesbian.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Stephanie. Stephanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi.
Hi.
Bobby and Steve, you all are the most insensitive people I've ever heard of.
Oh, I don't think so. I think you probably... Adolf Hitler, the man who was it?
Germany.
The man who ran Germany was I think he was.
Well, if people who are handicapped enter your debutante ball, do you point out to them that they're crippled or blind or deaf?
Well, we do. No, what we say is obviously you're handicapped. You're not going.
And then do you laugh?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
And then do you laugh?
No, we. You know, I really don't.
Well, I mean, that's everything you're saying is provoking
exactly.
This question from this lady. Why would
Phil? What we say to a young girl in a wheelchair is, obviously, you won't be marrying a very good-looking man. But
why would they not marry a good-looking man because they're in a wheelchair? What does that have to do with anything?
Excuse me?
What does being in a wheelchair have to do with marrying someone who's good-looking, and why is that important?
You know, my husband loves to do this. My son asks a question. He has a dum-da-dum-dum-dum.
Well, that's real. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, so what is that, saying Stephanie's dumb?
Well, hello. Why would a good-looking man marry a girl who's all...
I saw a girl hitting her chest with her wrist one time at a supermarket.
What about it?
Are they unlovable because they're in a wheelchair?
No, they are not unlovable. But think about it. A good-looking guy can get a good-looking girl who
and that's
can
what's
pull
important.
Herself out of bed in the
Evidently,
morning.
Evidently, that is the bottom line with you folks, what you look like.
A hot man's never attracted to a girl who walks with a limp.
Look at guys. All right, listen, Stephanie, thank you for your call. I got to take a break here. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley, who run a debutante ball they'll be having Saturday. The girls have dinner, they have a dance with their escorts, and then they are judged American Idol style. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Bobby and Steve Dooley here at the on our radio show at the Western States Homeowners Association. I hear music in the background because I know you're doing some pre-auditions.
That's correct, Phil. We do pre-auditions for our debutante ball.
Now, a debutante ball is just any girl who enters her money can come with her escort, right?
Phil, we do want to prepare these young girls, and so we want to audition to make sure that they're not, you know, that they are, they're not going to embarrass themselves too much.
So what is the music?
This is just how they move, and also we do a little bit of a measurement. The perfect calf is...
Now, that what you were saying, the perfect calf is 4.5 inches?
4.5 inches in circumference, and the perfect thigh is 8.5. So, Steve?
I'm going to go over and measure it right now.
You're measuring their thighs?
Yes, sir.
All right, so...
Yeah. Lift the skirt up.
He's lifting her skirt up now, and, she's good.
Yes, good. Nice. She's got soft skin.
Okay, I got to get some phone calls on.
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Lori. Lori, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Lori?
Hey.
Hi,
can you
go
hear
ahead.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you, ma'am.
Hey, I'm wondering, Bobby, are you proud of your pedophile husband?
Pedophile?
Why? Lifting the girl's skirt up, measuring her thighs, that is absolutely repulsive.
Excuse me, but have you ever been a model?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I am 5'8". I have a very nice figure. I have 4 daughters, and what you're doing is disgusting.
Okay, do you know that when you model, then, that they do measure your thigh?
I know that you're fondling 14-year-old girls, and that your husband is repulsive, you are repulsive, and your children are going to grow up to be freaks.
He commented,
that is what I know.
He commented on how soft her skin was. And you know something? I don't know you, but if you were in front of me right now, I'd slap your face.
All right, well, ladies...
No, she said my children are going to be freaks.
Yes, they will.
Yeah. Where are you right now?
I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, good for you. Well, I'm in L.A.
And you know what? You tell me that you're doing this not to humiliate people, but then you put them up there and you laugh at them, but yet you're having auditions so they don't embarrass themselves.
But then
you put them up there and you laugh at them for being flat-chested and for having mustaches and for being fat.
Exactly.
You're
and
a
that
wonderful
poor girl,
woman
that poor
and a wonderful man, and your children will be freaks. That's all I have to say.
If a girl's calves are too big, don't say anything to me. We press this button. See?
And I'm sure you're both just beautiful people yourselves.
You know something? The Lord blessed me.
And let me guess, high education level as well?
The Lord blessed me with a very good figure. I went to the University of Southern California. Where'd you go?
I went to the University of Kentucky.
What's so funny about that?
Oh, please.
I have no idea.
Phil,
have you ever seen the women from Kentucky? We're quite good looking.
The women from Kentucky?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, the women in Kentucky are the ones that...
Okay,
you know
are you guys having...
Right ahead, but let me tell you, I can go to sleep at night and know that my children are being raised the correct way.
So you say.
So I say, absolutely.
How
I do.
How do we know? I don't think we know that for sure until we have social services in there.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
we'll
okay. Thank you very much, Lori.
No, I'm having fun. You're not hanging up on her, are you?
Yes.
Fun little debutante ball there.
I bet you're familiar with this music.
Okay, look. Here is Gene on the Phil Henry Show. Gene, go ahead.
Hey, this is Jean.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say to this lady, I am a flat-chested lady. I have been all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gorgeous husband, 3 children,
mm-hmm.
and the only reason a 14-year-old would want a big-breasted girl at that age is to have sex. That's
mm-hmm.
the only reason.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you had sex before you were married since you're so proud of your big breasts. And obviously your brains are in your breasts.
Well, how did you feed your children if you had such small breasts? I don't get it.
I breastfed all 3 of my children for 18 months.
That's impossible.
Why?
No, it's not impossible, I beg your pardon.
You just got done saying that you had tiny little breasts.
I do have tiny little breasts. Your milk gland, this is just showing your stupidity. When you're pregnant, you grow milk glands, and that had nothing to do with it. I had breasts when I was feeding them, and they were uncomfortable, and I was very glad to go back to flat breasts.
Were they, were the kids malnutrition?
Why?
No, my children never had a drop of formula in their life, and they're healthy, grown children now.
Well, if you want to put your kids on a starvation diet, that's your business.
Excuse me, they were not starved. They were extremely healthy children who lived solely on breast milk for the first year of their life.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, she's admitting it. She has little tiny ones, and the kids could have starved.
Didn't you hear?
You know what? I never have to wear a bra. I'm very proud of it. It's the most comfortable. Big-breasted women are jealous of me because they have to wear those horrible strapped bras all the time.
Well, men don't have to wear bras either, so I don't
know. My husband loves
my
breasts.
Look, my wife doesn't have large breasts, and I'm perfectly...
She obviously does, and obviously her brains are in her breasts, and I can't believe that you...
Whatever
happened to girls feeling comfortable about their body and accepting their body for what they are?
I am the only woman in our neighborhood, and probably the only woman who's been on this radio show today, who cares about our young people.
I have a niece, mm-hmm. and they are beautiful, flat-chested people, and they need to know that they need to be proud of what they have, and they don't need people telling them that they need to go and have surgery and have things to make themselves beautiful.
Okay, can I ask
beauty
you something?
Is only on the outside.
My husband just passed this note to me, and he wanted me to ask you this. Does your husband eat dinner off of your chest?
Of course not.
Well,
why would my husband have to eat dinner off of my chest?
Well, because it's like a tray.
He's a grown man. He doesn't rely on my breast for nutrition. That is ridiculous.
But your kids can play checkers on your chest.
All right, so what is it now?
You're being ridiculous.
What a bunch of children.
Obviously, your brain is in your pants, too. Obviously, y'all's priorities are extremely screwed up.
Man, all I'm saying is this. The Lord blessed me with a big, big pair. Okay? Now,
and can you not tell me that you've ever been uncomfortable? And everyone I know with big breasts always say they wanted smaller breasts.
The day I saw a man, I was walking down the street, and he was staring at me so long, his car drove off the street and into a flood control
channel.
And you're
proud that they don't even get up past your breast to see your face or to even see what type of a person you are? You're more proud that somebody's staring at your breast than to find out if you're what type of a person you are? They're staring at your breast for one reason. They want to get between your breasts. They could care less what's up in your head, and you're proud of that?
You know what? The bigger the bill, the bigger the thrill.
What the hell now?
Exactly.
What are you, a dancer?
And then they're going to drop you and go back home to their girlfriend or their wife. I cannot believe
Look
you are
Jean,
more interested.
Honey, just because you can squeeze through a bamboo slat, I'm trying to say...
Now, wait a minute. You said you're proud of the fact that some guy was looking at your breast for so long, he drove his car into a flood control channel.
Yes. And according to the paramedics, he died. That means he was... What?
I cannot believe that you are proud of your breast. That you don't care what a person thinks about your intelligence?
And that a man drowned in a flood control channel?
Mm-hmm.
Because of your breasts?
All right. Because of your breasts.
Yes.
You are a sick lady.
Yes, yeah, she's
psycho.
And
this is the reason so many girls have problems, and so many girls grow up and marry the wrong guy because they have such low self-esteem, and no one has ever taught them to accept those. To accept themselves the way they are, and that they can be anything they want to be, no matter how they look.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. Steve, would you get her to lift the skirt up?
Come on, baby. Get the skirt up. I want to take a look at it.
Jesus! Did you hear that?
I got the skirt up.
Yeah, no, we've got one of the girls out here, and I want the skirt up, and I want that thigh measured
now.
And you know what? The other thing, any parent that would take their daughter to one of these things is crazy as you are.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, Jean, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And, you know, I could say...
Anybody ever mistake you for a boy?
All right, thank you very much, Jean.
Thank you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, see you later. So that was the Dooleys. They're having their debutante ball. And afterwards... They'll parade the girls in front of the, I guess, their table and tell them whether they're flat-chested or not. Jesus, what a setup. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Out of Bounds.